Allô, c'est Vieux Farka Touré, vous écoutez WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
In Indian country, COVID surges, but so does electoral power. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. More than a quarter of a million people in the United States have died from COVID-19, by far the highest national death toll in the world. Over 1,500 people are dying here per day now, equivalent to 5 jumbo jets falling from the sky daily. At the pandemic's outset, it took 3 months for the U.S. to hit 1 million cases. Now we're seeing 1 million cases per week. These grim milestones mark the beginning of the Thanksgiving holiday week, which could further accelerate the spread of this devastating disease. Thanksgiving is taking center stage in the polarized battle over our collective COVID-19 pandemic response. Public health experts are pleading with people to forgo holiday gatherings with people who live outside one's household or bubble, while supporters of President Trump decry common sense public health directives as Orwellian infringements on freedom. North Dakota currently has the worst coronavirus infection and death rate for any nation or state on the planet. One in every 1,000 North Dakotans has already died from COVID-19. South Dakota ranks third on the list of hardest-hit states. Native American communities, as with other communities of color, have been disproportionately impacted by the pandemic. The Standing Rock Sioux Reservation straddles the border between North and South Dakota, thus is directly impacted by the pandemic-denying policies of both Republican governors.
We're having a lot of people perish. We're having a lot of death, a lot of hospitalizations, and it's affecting us in ways that is not widely known by the rest of America.
That's Jody Archambault, a citizen of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and former special assistant to President Obama for Native American Affairs, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour. She explained tribal responses to the refusal by South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, a staunch Trump ally, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum to issue statewide mask mandates.
Reservations or tribal nations such as Eagle Butte, the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, and the Ogallala Sioux Tribe, the Sisseton, Wahpeton, Rosebud, they've all implemented roadblocks to stop traffic and outsiders from coming on the reservation.
Governor Burgum, under pressure from the explosion of infections in North Dakota, finally implemented a limited mask mandate. Archambault explained that Noem, however, attempting to punish the tribes for the roadblocks.
She's coordinated with the Trump administration to make it difficult to receive the federal resources that are allocated to the tribal governments.
Farther south, the Navajo Nation is experiencing a second deadly surge of COVID-19 after suffering the country's highest per capita infection rate last spring. Allie Young is a 30-year-old Navajo activist. She spoke on Democracy Now!
Some of our border towns around here are Trump territory, and so there were rallies that I witnessed. And a lot of our people come into these border towns to do their shopping because on Navajo Nation, you know, we have like 13 grocery stores. So we have to travel to these territories where they're not thinking about, they're not wearing masks.
Ali Young organized a trail ride on horseback with the group she founded, Protect the Sacred, to get Navajo voters to the polls in Arizona.
Horse medicine is when you are in rhythm with the horse and almost in sync, and you're reconnected and refocused. As you ride in our own homelands and are reminded of exactly what our ancestors have fought for, our lands to still be in our own homelands and our cultures and also our right to vote.
The Native American population did turn out for this election in record numbers. In the swing states of Arizona and Wisconsin, which voted for Trump in 2016 but flipped to support Joe Biden in 2020, the Native vote may have been critical. In Wisconsin, for example, Trump defeated Hillary Clinton in 2016 by just under 23,000 votes. This year, in contrast, and while Wisconsin's being ravaged by COVID-19, Biden turned that around, beating Trump by over 20,000 votes. Wisconsin-based attorney Burton Warrington of the Menominee, Potawatomi, and Ho-Chunk Nations spoke on Democracy Now!
The Native vote really does have the ability by sheer numbers and mathematics to actually change the election here.
Thanksgiving is predicated on the lie that the white settler colonists known as Pilgrims had a friendly, respectful relationship with the original inhabitants of the land they stole. This fable of an abundant shared meal shrouds the misery that consumes so many in Native communities, from poverty, substance abuse, and the lack of health care to the epidemic of missing and murdered Indigenous women. It also ignores the proud living tradition of Indigenous resistance, from opposition to fossil fuel extraction and pipelines to, most recently, its pivotal role in defeating Trump at the polls. After surviving genocide, violent relocation, and attempts at forced assimilation over five centuries, Indigenous nations on this continent are again proving themselves resilient and organized. This, even as we must avoid holiday gatherings in order to protect ourselves, our loved ones, and the public at large, is something for which to be truly thankful. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Shots in my brain. I've been tripping about some things, can't change. Switched on the same time, Montaigne. Put your diss in, begging a phone call. Girl, that you kill herself. That was this summer and nobody helped. And ever since then, when I hate myself, when ended, pessimistic. All wanna see me when nobody, but niggas by the grave I'm digging. Have a conversation about my haste to sit. Sickening. At the same time, memories surface through the grapevine. But my uncle playing with a slip knot. Put some out of stress, got me up being fucked. It's a couple months they had.
I'll be feeling pain just to hold on. I don't feel the same. I'm so alone. I'll be feeling pain. I'll be feeling pain just to hold on. I don't feel the same. I'm so alone.
Yeah, you're listening to Catskill Clubhouse Radio, and this is 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. And the song you were just listening to was Jocelyn Forrest by my man X. And we're going to get back after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. COVID-19 cases were again rising November 19th at an alarming rate. In Columbia County, there was another death announced November 19th, and 21 new cases were also reported there. In Greene County, 6 more cases were announced. Ulster County announced 74 new diagnoses of coronavirus with a positivity rate of 7.4%, the highest rate there since a 13.5% rate on May 11th. The City of Kingston and the Ulster County government are restricting access to their municipal buildings beginning November 23rd and lasting until January. Rensselaer County announced 40 new COVID-19 cases November 19th. There were 94 new cases announced in Albany County, where County Executive Dan McCoy complained that people were not being honest with health officials about how they caught the disease. He said, and I quote, "We just need you to be truthful. The information provided to us allows us to identify potential clusters or hotspots that help prevent people from getting sick or worse," end quote. New York State COVID-19 hospitalizations are now at the highest mark since June 8th. Governor Andrew Cuomo said November 19th that all these numbers will soon be higher. Cuomo warned, and I quote, "The virus is complicated, but you know what it's going to do. I will wager you if people are not extraordinarily diligent and act in a way they have never acted before, you will see a real spike," end quote. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Green County Legislature, November 18, approved the county's $112.6 million 2021 budget. The spending plan will stay relatively flat, increasing by $500,000. The budget calls for $2.5 million to be drawn from the county's reserve fund as well. The amount to be raised by taxes will remain at the 2020 level of $27.4 million, with 9 of the county's 14 towns seeing tax reductions, according to the budget document. Legislature Chairman Patrick Linger said, and I quote, "Our legislators and county leaders have done an excellent job holding the line on expenses and continuing to provide essential services during a quite challenging time," end quote. Green County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "We've delivered a very conservative budget to provide excellent value to our taxpayers," end quote. At the end of the year, the county is projected to have $49.5 million of debt, with $38 million coming from the new Green County Jail project. Sales tax revenue is projected to increase by $500,000 in the 2021 budget to $32.7 million. Groden said, and I quote, "The phenomena for sales tax is that the mall may have been closed, but people are still buying their sneakers. They're just doing it online," end quote. He noted that people may be changing the way they shop and how they shop, but they are still shopping. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball and Mike Stribble are reporting for the Daily Freeman. The State Department of Public Service, November 19th, called for Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. to be fined $16 million for violations related to the recovery from Tropical Storm Isaiah in August. The department also recommended fines of $102 million for New York City-based Con Edison and $19 million for Orange and Rockland utilities related to the same recovery. The utilities were warned about 2 weeks after the storm that steep fines were possible. Governor Andrew Cuomo said during a conference call with reporters, the proposed Central Hudson fine is the result of 32 separate violations related to power outages that lasted from August 4th until August 8th. Con Edison was cited for 33 violations and O&R for 38. All three companies will have the opportunity to dispute the recommended fines. The Department of Public Service said in a 46-page report that Isaiah caused 116,000 customers of Central Hudson to lose power. The utility serves a total of about 306,000 customers in 8 New York counties, including Dutchess, Ulster, Greene, and Columbia. The report said Con Edison had 330,000 outages and ONR had 189,000. The report said Central Hudson and the other two utilities did not have enough personnel to make repairs, take calls from customers, and provide outage and repair updates online. State investigators also said preparation for Isaiah by all three utilities were based on a misreading of the storm's track, resulting in requests for outside assistance not being made until the storm was about to hit the area. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Emily Fago is reporting for the Legislative Gazette. New legislation has been signed into law last week that will make it easier for state residents to cancel memberships, escape confusing service plans, and unsubscribe from misleading subscriptions. New York will join 25 other states with some form of regulation to protect against deceptive agreements by businesses. As a result, New Yorkers will no longer be responsible for unscrambling the fine print on sales offers to determine whether or not they are being lured into a misleading agreement. Governor Andrew Cuomo last week signed the consumer protection legislation into law, canceling subscriptions and memberships in person, as some agreements previously required, is no longer just a hassle, but a public health hazard due to COVID-19. Also of concern are the number of incidents of consumers being locked into automatic renewal under false pretenses. The new law will require businesses to be transparent with their contracts, automatic renewal offers, and continuous service plans, and allow New Yorkers to cancel subscription services with ease. The legislation will take effect February 9, 2021, exactly 90 days after Cuomo signed it into law. And you can read more in the Legislative Gazette. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, November 20th. 40s on the thermometers across the board this morning, with a seasonably nice day in store. As the day goes on, cloud cover drops and temperatures rise to 57 degrees at 2 p.m. Winds will be brisk, reaching 10 miles per hour, so be sure to bring a jacket and don't forget those sunglasses. Overnight, it's relatively mild, reaching 41 degrees before dawn tomorrow. Another seasonably nice day with a high of 52 and a light breeze. Sunday will start around 30 and make it to 43 in the afternoon with a side of light rain. The next high tides will be at 7 a.m. and at 7:17 p.m. this evening. Low tides will be at 1:02 a.m. and at 1:11 p.m. Sunset today will be at 4:16 and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:54 a.m. Looking way up, we see two near-Earth objects are expected today, the largest of which is 38 meters wide, pretty much a harmless rock. Solar wind speed is currently 375 kilometers per second at 5.7 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 11, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. And this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
You were just listening to a clubhouse theme song by DJ AJ. And the views we express on the Clubhouse Radio may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse Parents Organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So on this first segment, we're going to talk about our rappers, or these young rappers that have been dying, and like how this is affecting all these young people, like all these youth. All this youth around these artists, like the people who listen to their music, and like even like close family and the people on the show. So yeah, we're gonna play a song by King Von right now.
Yep, for me.
Got a drop, bonus flexing. He from Tennessee, I had a thought. She be with it, she told me where he be. I say for sure, baby, let me know if you wanna eat. She like, Vaughn, you already know, just put your girl on fleek. I'm like, cool, I can do that, boo. What you want, some shoes? Jimmy Choo, with a handbag too. Red or baby blue, she get the smile. She ain't used to this, cause she ain't used to this. I'm just laughing, could've been a pimp, the way I move my lip. I be speeding, could've been a driver, the way I push the whip. You a... Could've been a the way you throw a fit. But that, right back to the script, cause this a major lick. He got bricks, plus his neck and icy, and it matches wrist. Now it's like six, told her hit his phone. Meet her in the whip, but he ain't go. But he ain't that slow, say meet him at the store. I'm like, cool, let him run his move. Do what he gon' do, cause this the plot. Put him in a pot, let it cook like stew. I grab my Glock, if it do a lot. But it's this shoe like new, we at the top. Yeah, we lost a lot, but that's just how it go. But check the scope, if y'all lose one more, that's 6 to 24. Let me focus, can't be zoning out. He pulling up now, he double pop. He ain't getting out, he in that push to start. That new Porsche is built like a horse. Colors like a four. He got a ring, I guess he ain't divorced. Wife probably old. Now she woke up, she strutting her stuff. This thickest that in the truck. Kissed him on his lip, he cuffing up. But now I sneak up, crouching like a tiger. Light scoop off the wire, the block on fire. So I take Prakash, mask on Michael Myers. I'm on his... He finna be mad, he gon' be that. But this what happened, I got to the dope. I thought I was capping, I was lacking. Cause that go to up, yelling, I was cracking. I'm like, what? I'm like, who? I was born to shoot, I got aim. I'm like Johnny Dane, when it come to change. So I ride, hit one in his arm, hit one in his thigh. This no lie, just do or die. You say you gon' slide, you got some nerve. Yo, on the curb, boy, we put in work from 64th and from 65th, we not from 63rd.
Yo, 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 what's goody? We back.
Yeah.
So, we back. So, Chef Yagi.
What's up, what's
yourself? How you
welcome.
Doing? Thank you.
Vibing out. So, you know King Von, right?
That was my song, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
So, me personally, I don't know much about him.
King Von?
I don't know much about him.
Oh, man. Those guys, bro. The music? I love the music, man. I love the music that they producing. Rest in peace to the young king. You know, can't say that without speaking on his name.
No cap.
Honestly, with his music, it put me in this mood that, like, I feel like I could do whatever I wanted to. I could put my mind to. You know, I feel like that was my brother from another mother talking to me through the music. Not just, like, him as a person, but artists that go out there and put their story out there, that live in the struggle, that aren't afraid to say, yeah, I'm from that neighborhood you don't want to drive by, but guess what? I live there and I love that neighborhood because that's my home. You feel me? I admired that from him as an artist because he came out the gate just saying what he felt on his chest. And as an artist, you can't be afraid to say how you feel.
Exactly.
That is so true.
I'm not even gonna lie, I don't know a lot about him. I don't really listen to his music like that. But like, that song was fire.
I think he's from Chicago. I'm not, to be honest. That's the gateway of a lot of violence stem from Chicago. They get a bad rep. So it's kinda hard to see the light in the darkness, but say that's my favorite quote, the light in the darkness. It's kinda hard to see the light. I wrote something about the young man, but it's not pertaining to just him and him himself or anybody surrounding him, but just the young people who grow up every day, you know, don't have that role model that tells them, like, you know, you a star. You could do whatever you put your mind to. You could do whatever you put your heart to. So I wrote this. Being young, you question a lot without answers, and sometimes that quietness fills a void of darkness that dims your light. We are all good-lighted people, and when there are things that block in your light, you tend to grab what makes you comfortable. For those who cried and those who cry, and wipe your eyes so you can see the light again.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
That's like kind of me saying, yeah, we struggling, but that don't mean we're going to struggle forever.
Yeah, we're going to get through it eventually. You feel me?
Just find that thing. Just find that thing that can make you happy, that thing that brightens your day.
You know?
That makes you a good person.
Speaking of King Von, I actually have a clip or from before they were famous on King Von, Gone But Not Forgotten. So we could play that. You feel me?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's have a throwback.
Excited me about having my first child is me being able to share my love, you know.
Before King Von would hook up with Lil Durk and the two rappers would collab several times, tour together, and King Von would join the OTF Collective. Before King Von would collaborate with NLE Choppa, Polo G, T Grizzly, G Herbo, Lil Durk, YNW Melly, and more, King Von was born and raised in the crime-ridden Old Block neighborhood. After beginning to rap in 2018, King Von caught the interest of Chicago flag bearer Lil Durk and was welcomed into the Only Family Collective. Following up to his early single Problems, King Von broke into the map with Crazy Story, which streamed over 200 million times and currently boasts over 55 million views on YouTube at the time of this recording. This success was followed with his debut album, Grandson Volume 1, which broke out onto Billboard 200, and from there, his success would continue to snowball. But coming up on the mean streets of Chicago meant that Von was no stranger to gang violence and having run-ins with the law. In fact, he spent his fair share of time locked up over the years, including 2 years when he was just a teenager. As Von was well on his way to becoming one of the biggest superstars in the rap game, reports began circulating that an altercation and shooting took place outside of a hookah lounge in Atlanta. King Von was one of three men who were shot and killed in this needless altercation. As the rap community mourns the loss of one of the brightest up-and-coming stars of 2020, let me fill you in on who and why King Von was so special. What's going on, guys? My name is Marlon Palmer, and with a heavy heart, bringing you Gone But Not Forgotten on King Von. We've attached a charity to this video. Any revenue earned off ads will be donated to this cause. Share your support and condolences for Von, his friends, and family. Now let's get into this video. King Von was born Davon Bennett on August 9th, 1994, in the south side of Chicago. He grew up in the Parkway Gardens complex, otherwise known as O Block, a place that he still reps like crazy to this day.
It'd be decent over there.
Because they got all type of shit over there. And that's what it be fun. And so I take the hoes to the O. It's like a little, what you want to call it? A mini resort, I want to say. But the O, they got like hotel room, free rooms, shit like that.
This building complex is otherwise known as Parkway Gardens. And it's the same area that produced Chief Keef.
With 35 buildings and nearly 700 units, it quickly became a premier housing choice for African-American families. As time passed, however, years of absentee ownership, deteriorating conditions, and a small but violent criminal element took their toll.
King Von's mother did her very best by her kids, but poverty and violence were a part of everyday life for most people that grew up in this part of Chicago. In fact, Von never even got the chance to know his father because he was locked up before Von was born and then subsequently passed away.
His father was, he was like back and forth in jail, like he was locked up most of the time, and then he passed away. So he was there when he could, was able to be there.
Despite the streets being a huge part of his upbringing, Von has always denied ever joining up with a gang when he was young.
Like a regular hood, I was with my homies, all my friends, so we grew up playing, you know, kicking the shit. Then we got older, still kicking it, but other shit got to happen, so you know how that go.
In fact, he tried to focus on having a normal life by playing baseball, where he played first base shortstop. He told XXL, "I used to play baseball. I was playing even in high school. I fuck with that shit." But of course, even with other things to focus on, growing up on the South Side of Chicago meant that it was nearly impossible to avoid trouble. King Von started off small enough. At first, he'd steal just bikes in middle school. But by the time he was attending Hyde Park High School, he was going to jail at 16 after being arrested and booked for unlawful possession of a firearm.
Right, it's just like, it's easier to go on the block than it is to go to school. Like, you know? And it's easier to just be careless and not doing shit, just being doing bad shit, like bad shit. Easy to do than good shit, you know what I'm saying?
While he was still attending Hyde Park, he became friends with G Herbo and struck up a friendship that would ultimately result in King Von realizing what he wanted to do with his life. He told Complex, "That's my boy, and now we're on tour together. He's younger than me. I was like a junior, and when he was a freshman. I was a junior, and then I went right to jail. I was getting in trouble, then he gets to rapping, and I'm seeing him going up from jail. Then I started rapping." For the next 10 years, King Von would never spend more than a full year outside of prison. In fact, he never even graduated from Hyde Park after being arrested and spending a whole bunch of time in juvie. He did manage to earn his GED while locked up over the years, but he never actually held a job other than the work he'd put in the streets. Then he was only still 19 years old. He was arrested again, this time in connection with a shooting that took place in May of 2014. He was charged with first-degree murder and 2 counts of attempted murder.
I got charged with it when I was 19 years old, and they let me out when I was like, 23.
King Von sat in prison for over 3.5 years while the legal team did its thing. Then the trial finally took place. It only lasted 5 days. One of the men arrested with Von was sentenced to over 20 years of jail time. But Von, who never once cooperated with authorities, was acquitted and walked out of prison a free man. After overcoming a murder rap that would have put him away for life, Von turned to inspirations like Lil Wayne, Gucci Mane, and his childhood friend G Herbo to look for a path off the streets. He began drawing from urban novels and things he had experienced on the streets to create his own lyrics, and met up with a friend and mentor, Lil Durk.
When I got locked up for the drama and shit, Durk was the main one supporting me and shit, helping me. So we got even closer when I was just in jail. Then I got out, he flew me out there with him and shit. Got the rap, so me and Durk, you know, we like...
Together, they started cranking up banger after banger, and within 6 months, Von had a series of viral hits on his hands, like Crazy Story. Despite pulling from true-to-life stories for his music, King Von isn't a fool, and he knew that he had to obfuscate some facts to make sure that he didn't wind up locked up again. He told Complex, "I'm not gonna tell you about nothing I did. Hell nah. I'm not gonna tell you about it if it's real. Who'd I rob? You hear some the music, but I'm just telling you stories. I'm an artist with this. I'm never gonna give you anybody's name or anything." Remaining loyal to the boys who helped you get where you are has always been an important facet for the life of King Von and his friend Lil Durk, who signed Von to his Only the Family label in 2018.
He can hire people like King Von.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Von wouldn't be able to get a job nowhere else, probably.
Oh, what?
Shit, when you get to that line, have you ever been convicted? Of,
he could dead stop.
Have you ever been
no experience is doing nothing. I ain't, you know?
Despite the success King Von was achieving, old issues cropped back up in early 2019, and he and Lil Durk were arrested for attempted murder in Atlanta, Georgia.
They were hanging out. They went to a studio to make music.
The rapper and Bennett listened to the evidence against them in court. Police told the judge later that night the victim, Banks, Bennett, and others went to a nightclub, a gas station, and ended up in the parking lot of the Varsity. That's when Weatherspoon said he was robbed and shot.
King Von and Lil Durk's lawyer argued that both men were simply defending themselves during an altercation that saw one man shot in the leg and $30,000 up and disappear. Von and Durk were both eventually released on three.
Yeah, so that was a little interview for King Von. But we're about to go into another interview about X. And he's going to be talking about how he views himself. Like, what his opinion on himself is. Like, what he feels like he should be doing and what he's trying to do.
Going off energy. I'm trying to go there off effort. I'm not trying to go there off hardships and all that bullshit, bro. I felt hardships. I'm tired of that shit. I'm good, bro. I'm trying to tell the world to fucking relax, bro. Relax, let me be me. Let me be a friend. Let me be a king. Off the sense of my mind, because my mind is different. You feel me? I'm not with that torture and shit, bro. I'm not with that, bro. To be appreciated and to be loved, bro. Let a nigga assert himself, bro. Let a nigga be who you want to be. I made my mistakes along the road, then that's my fault. You feel me? But I know I be feeling it. There's something watching.
Something watching. I know. So that was X. So from what I have, it's been a while since X died, so about, 3 years?
Yeah, definitely yeah. 3 years.
So, sadly, he passed. So, in memory of X, we are still going to be playing his song. Last song, we played King Von. Now, we are going to play some more X from the beginning of the show.
So, X has definitely impacted a lot of kids. Most people see his music as, sad. But, if you think about it, if you're really thinking about his voice, maybe the flow sounds sad or his rhythm sounds sad. But, the lyrics to the songs that he's playing, they're not actually sad. It's just, how he's feeling, what he wants to change,
He was speaking openly.
Yeah.
He was venting about how he felt and his life, the things he'd been through growing up in a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Poverty, as we can tell, that story hasn't changed yet. It still lives on.
I'm destined, I don't need no Smith & Wesson, no. But who you testing? We can't come, here's your lesson, no. Knife and intestine, taking shots at all your breath, you know. Feel like I'm damaged, you feel like you've been playing. I'm coming for me, give it right. I know you're coming, give it right. So bad, my spotlight, moonlight. It should be getting more right. Should it look good in the moonlight? All these so bad, my spotlight, moonlight. It should be getting more right. Should it look good in the moonlight? All these so bad, my spotlight, moonlight. It should be getting more right. Should it look good in the moonlight? All these. Thank you.
Yeah, so like that song definitely reminds me of an ex that's like not sad, like cool. like he was vibing, like yeah.
Somebody you want to talk to.
Exactly.
See him
exactly.
Outside, you might say hi.
Like I wanna interview him. Going,
right?
Like,
have a nice talk. Mm-hmm. How's day been? How he's doing mentally? You know.
Yeah, like his mindset is just so different. Like,
he looked in focus, right?
Yeah, like. And it's like people say it's because he's on drugs that make him think more. But that's not how I feel. Like, I feel like the drugs was opening his mind a little bit more. But
and
like,
even if that
like,
was a case, he was really thinking. Like, he
exactly.
was thinking different.
Like, that's my type of mindset. Like, I just be chilling and I be thinking about things that no one else thinks about.
Intelligent mind.
Exactly. Right. Like, no. You got to think about everything. Like you got to see everything's point of view. Like, you got to.
Can't be closed-minded, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's getting to the time. 6:30 news. After the 6:30 news, we're going to get into the next segment. You feel me? Rap Radar.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman is reporting the 10 counties located in the Mid and Lower Hudson Valley gained a combined 22,000 non-farm jobs in October, continuing to recover from some of the losses caused by the coronavirus-related economic slump, according to the State Department of Labor. The region-wide total at the end of October was 942,600, up from 920,600 in September, but still sharply lower than the 1.03 million total of a year ago. Non-farm employment includes all positions in the private and public sectors, with the exception of those in agriculture. The Labor Department said there was a slight increase in the non-farm job totals in Greene and Columbia counties from September to October. Greene County's total rose from 14,000 to 14,200, while Columbia's climbed from 20,000 in September to 20,500 in October. The October 2019 totals in the two counties were 14,700 in Greene and 21,800 in Columbia. Similar increases were reported in Dutchess, Putnam, and Ulster counties. Statewide, non-farm employment increased as well. The state unemployment rate last month was 9.6%, a small improvement over the September rate of 9.7%, but still much higher than the October 2019 rate of 3.9%. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Basilica Hudson has announced its annual farm and flea holiday market will be virtual this year. The market has been an annual event for the past 8 years. Due to COVID-19 concerns, holding the traditional in-person event was not possible. So the market will include more than 70 Hudson Valley-based businesses selling goods and services online. Melissa Off-DeMar, Basilica Hudson co-founder and director, said in a statement, and I quote, "This pandemic is hitting hard on our cultural and social livelihoods, so sticking together locally and putting our creative minds together is how we will get through this challenging time," end quote. Shoppers can choose items from local and regional vendors offering handmade items, crafts, unique food options, and more. The vendors include a variety of farmers, artisans, local chefs, vintage collectors, and more. Basilica Farm and Flea was awarded a $5,000 grant by the Hudson Tourism Board. Those funds were used to create the website that links seller sites and to support educational workshops and promotion of local businesses. Basilica Farm and Flea holds two markets each year in the spring on Mother's Day weekend and the holiday market after Thanksgiving. The virtual market can be found at basilicahudson.org, and you can read the full story at hudsonvalley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the Dutchess County Legislature's Budget, Finance, and Personnel Committee, November 19th, approved the county's proposed $502 million 2021 budget. By a vote of 9-3, lawmakers adopted a plan which includes funding for law enforcement, parks, and COVID-19 relief. The committee cut $18 million in spending. The full legislature will vote December 3rd on the proposal. If adopted, the spending plan will mark the 6th consecutive year of lower taxes for county residents. Committee Chairman William Truitt said, and I quote, "Because of the work done by this legislative body over the past few years, under the leadership of Chairman of the Legislature Greg Pulver, and in partnership with County Executive Mark Molinaro, we may have one of the only counties in the state able to say we managed to cut taxes for the 6th year in a row while still securing funding for essential services during this pandemic. I'm proud of the budget we've created and am confident it will pass with flying colors in the legislature in December," end quote. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
She wanna woo. She wanna with the 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 woo.
Yeah. I told her woo. Shady went up me inside of the cool. I can take you out of here with the jet fare. Versace hotel with Versace roll. Like it when you let down your hair with no comb. And I say to myself, cause I never like these. Yeah. If she only like the guap red like these. Why would I waste my time on a shorty that don't got me on the front of a mind? Especially when you get designed and I want it down. And the Bentley came with the wings like a number 9. Yeah, come through, just us two. I like it cause you cut how I'm cut too. Come through, just us two. I like it cause you cut how I'm cut too.
The
hey, she wanna with the wound.
She wanna put the wound. She wanna put the wound. She wanna put the wound.
That's my kind of. She be saying some, like when you gon' fly me in private so I can land on it. She said tricks for kids, she don't fall for the tricks. She can't handle her own, she just wants some. Got that big Birkin bag worth 5-6 figures. You might be out your league, can you buy that? Buy that. I pull up on the top, going on the throne, I'm the dawn. You can f*** around if you want out in Bali. Big swing, big dress, big make a big mess. Before we done, she asked what we gon' do it next. Next, so what if the seats in the jet? She like all that gangsta. Top down, round and round with the blick. Who you with?
Woo.
She like all that gangsta. I said she like all that gangsta.
She wanna with the woo. Okay.
Yeah, so that song was by Pop Smoke and Roddy Ricch and 50 Cent. And yeah, I really messed with Pop Smoke a lot. It's like his vibe is so crazy. Like, I really like that he made a song with 50 Cent because, like, I'm telling you, once I heard his voice, I was like, what? This is 50 Cent, you're lying. And I'm like, what? They made a song together? It's over. Yeah, their vibe is so different. Like, they're just like, they're the right people to make a song together.
Everybody's in the crib like this.
I'll be in there. I loved it. Uh-huh. I love Pop Smoke.
It's like
the woo forever, man.
Exactly. Yeah. Like his vibe. Like, oh my gosh,
he bought himself out there.
Exactly.
He put that. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do it 110%.
Exactly. And he doesn't do it for anybody else. He does it for himself. He does it to show his name. Like, to prove who he is. Like,
he overcame them obstacles in life.
Exactly. To himself, too. Like, And, like, no one's messing with Pop Smoke. I can't believe he's dead, bro. Like, literally.
Guess he's literally, bad.
No, because I'm so tight because I had the opportunities to go into a concert with him.
Really?
To go to his concerts and stuff. And it's like I never went because I never listened to him until, it was like right like before he died is when I started listening to him, and then it was too late, and I was just like, man, like I'm like dang, that really got me tight.
You
got
to take those opportunities.
Exactly.
A concert. I went to one of the Pop Smoke concerts. When I tell you, he raised the room. I promise you that. I wish.
Literally, like, it's hard to say, but, like, really, like, I used to be, like, so quiet. Like, and, like, listening to Pop Smoke actually brought me out of my shell. Like.
For real?
Like, for real. Like, I'm dead serious.
Oh, that's
like,
heat.
Nah, it happened to me, too, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, all right, so we speaking up for ourselves. All right, this is what we doing. Yeah. Exactly. This is what we doing.
Yeah. Exactly. I just be feeling it. I just be feeling his vibe. Like that's the type of vibe that I have, definitely.
Now, sadly, to stop talking about Pop Smoke.
Literally, so sad.
Getting in the rap radar. I thought we had to kick that off. Some pop, because we didn't get to play him last. So, we going to go off with some Toby?
Yeah, Kid. Toby and Wigway.
Yeah, he says his name. He says it at us in the video. Sorry to butcher your name.
Eat beats, watch me dining, shining. I illuminate the rooms that I'm in. Timing, Loki ain't more crucial than alignment. That's why the flow is intertwined with both, and I'm defiling every beat I'm on, even though I know it's wrong to treat rappers like a napkin after I pissed on commodes. Then I wipe us on the toilet, can't decipher if you know that my life is tied to giving hoodlums life despite the holes that their sights are fixed upon and give them pipe out of control. But the plight we're abiding has almost wiped our frontal lobe of our heritage. Rare kids like me who grew up savage, they got embarrassed when they went to their partner crib and seen their mattress had a bed frame. Shout out to those who told me Toby was a pet name. Toby Chuku Dubem Wigwe is my correct name. Praise God for follies of my colleagues that embody everything I overcame, blowing that ganji to suppress pain. Oh, but I was weak though, so on occasion purple haze would keep me warmer than a peacoat. Debo, shouldn't be what you portray when you placebo, but now my flow to cheat code, every bar is worth a kilo, ooh. Every bar is worth a kilo, ooh. Every bar is worth a kilo, ooh. Toby Chuku Dubem Wigwe is my correct name.
Yeah, yeah, look, hit the ground running like a halfback. Okay. Mad black, PG-65 in my NASDAQ. Okay. Blast that, all who tried to harm me, I don't scratch
okay.
I dropped two kids and I still snap back. Yeah. Had to have these girls don't think my pen dead.
Yeah.
Hard to sleep on me like a twin bed.
Yeah.
Was broke, now I ball like a skinhead.
Yeah.
You only get one shot, that's what Slim said.
Yeah.
Only had one wish, worked a Ray J to vacate.
Yeah.
Anything
yeah.
that gave way to poverty.
Yeah.
You could tell I move a sovereignty. Obviously, I'm an anomaly. Every bar I speak with novelty.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't ride the wave, we create it. To Beyonce play.
Yeah.
Toby used to have some open cases.
Yeah.
But now we got a crib with open spaces.
Yeah.
And I got a crib with open faces.
Yeah.
Fuck on basic. Been influenced
yeah.
by the city
yeah.
with the spaceship.
Yeah.
Never
yeah.
going back
yeah.
to the gray ship
yeah.
or the spaceship.
Yeah.
I'm about to be
yeah.
on the first
yeah.
day basis
yeah.
with Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm about to be
yeah.
on the first day basis
with Beyonce. Word to Wanye. Whole hood screaming, Toad, don't go Kanye.
Okay.
H-Time chasing with the flow, doing grind.
Okay.
Walk through the bubble, Quaggy on your head is what my mom say.
Yeah.
Gorilla on the beat, I go Harambe.
Yeah.
Stacey Adams head to toe on my prom day.
Oh, yeah.
Two kids, life wilder than Deontay.
Yeah.
Why dog trying to get a verse from Andre?
Yeah.
Coach Bombay, I done been with Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
But my baby mama swan, Aphrodite up.
Yeah.
If it's an issue, pack a pistol, keep it tightly tucked.
Yeah.
Cause they'll try to early dismiss you on your nightly run.
Yeah.
Or your nightly run. Either way, it's tragedy.
Yeah.
Please don't try to take my life, that's a catastrophe.
Yeah.
On my soul, ain't no hoe in my anatomy.
Yeah.
And I put that on everything like Tony Sanchez.
Yeah.
That song that was, That song. That song. Oh my gosh, bro.
What? You straight? You on? Good.
The song that I was just playing was by Toby and Wagway. And that was fire, low key. Like, I never listened to him before.
No cap. That was clean. I can't lie. That was clean.
It was definitely a vibe. Like they were bumping. It was like that part where it was like they were gonna go on a name basis with Beyonce.
With Beyonce? Bro,
imagine if Beyonce listened to this. Like,
man, you wanna name the name basis with Beyonce?
Exactly. Like, I feel like I would make a song like this thinking that, like, Beyonce would never hear it. But, like, imagine, like,
you probably know Beyonce hears it.
What if Beyonce heard it? Like, like, if I made a song like that, I would be thrilled to
I'll
have
mess
someone.
With the little hype people exactly. in the background. Like,
exactly.
Yeah!
They were just like, hyping yeah! them up. Exactly.
That's what made this song better. I can't cap.
Yeah. It was fire. They had a little kid in the video. Y'all ain't see that, but...
Yeah, we wish we could have seen that. But we got another person who snapped. And it's also on fire.
Yeah. Another artist we don't really listen to like that.
You got to be the one that people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, you got to be the one that people looking up to. To reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
Yeah. I'm only human.
Sometimes happy, yeah. Sometimes nervous.
I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
I'm only human.
Sometimes happy, yeah. Sometimes nervous.
I ain't been here long, so forgive me if I get this wrong. I get lost sometimes, literally I roam. I had to figure certain things out on my own. Make a phone call home to the ones I love. Shit crazy out here, hey, you high off drugs. To be real, man, I thought about pulling the plug so I can go fly high with the ones above. Yeah, I don't want to be judged, I just want to be me. Even though we buy chains, we just want to be free. I don't want to be judged, I just want to be me. We just want to be free.
One the people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, you got to be the one the people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
Yeah, I'm only human.
Sometimes happy, yeah. Sometimes nervous.
I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
I'm only human.
Sometimes happy, sometimes nervous.
The pros and the cons of being a bomb. Baby, you can have the ticket, might not be your time. But oftentimes I gotta remind myself to combine my thoughts and never deny my help. A whole lot richer and a whole lot quicker, but I had to slow it down cause I ain't no grave digger. White folks yelling, yo, that's a brave nigga. Paparazzi taking pictures like I'm in a cage, nigga. I don't wanna be judged, I just wanna be me. Even though we buy chains, we just wanna be free. I don't wanna be judged, I just wanna be me. We just wanna be free.
You got to be the one the people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, you got to be the one the people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes.